Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This episode is brought to you by Intuit QuickBooks Bill Pay. You didn't start a business to spend your Sundays chasing invoices and manual data entry. But as you grow, accounts payable starts to feel like a full-time job you never applied for. Bills pile up, approvals get lost in email, and your vendors are constantly asking, "Where's my check?" It's distracting, it's stressful, and it's keeping you from the work that actually moves the needle. Intuit QuickBooks Bill Pay is the exit ramp. QuickBooks Bill Pay automates the busy work that eats your calendar by bringing every bill, every vendor, and every payment into one organized dashboard. Stop chasing details and start seeing the big picture. Know exactly what's due, who needs to sign off, and how it impacts your cash flow before the money leaves your bank. Vendors can even manage their own details so you stay in control of how and when you pay. Grow with confidence and put your AP on autopilot in QuickBooks. Learn more at quickbooks.com/billpay. Again, that's quickbooks.com/billpay. Terms apply. Money movement services are provided by Intuit Payments, Inc., licensed as a money transmitter by the New York State Department of Financial Services.
This week on the Breakup Breakdown.
Are we ready to like make that the final decision? Mm-hmm. I was like, no, because again, at the time I might have been like 27. And I'm like, look, maybe I could change. But as I got older, literally the thought only got stronger. I was like, yeah, like right now in my current section of life, I see it very clear. Whereas she got older with me, like it became, I think, the opposite, where she's like, actually, I think came to a concrete decision that that's not really something I want in my future.
Mm-hmm. After 4 years with your partner, there are some questions you can no longer ignore, especially when it's the one you know that's probably going to end your relationship. Welcome to another episode of The Breakup Breakdown. I'm your host and lead relationship PI, Abby Murphy. And on this week's episode, a couple that had been together for 4 years finally came to that crucial breaking point in their relationship where they had to decide, can we make our differences work enough to make this last forever? And if you're wondering where you can submit a breakup story, head on down to the episode description. I have a submission form where you can link something you've seen on social media. You can submit your own breakup story, a friend's breakup story, or if you want me to get a little nosy and DM somebody, I accept those story tips too. Hey, Heartbreakers. Welcome back to another episode of The Breakup Breakdown. This week, my coworker Scotty is here to tell his breakup story and how his relationship of 4 years came to an end and how a lot of it really came down to one deciding factor in their relationship. But before we get into that, every week we give a shout out to a different domestic violence organization just to raise more awareness. And this week we are shouting out Hope for Her in Tampa, Florida. I'm gonna link all their details in the episode description if you want more info. Okay, so into this week's submission. This is actually a submission from me because my coworker Scotty, who I do a morning show with in Tampa Bay, was in a pretty public relationship in Tampa. He was dating this girl for 4 years. They had moved in together. And as somebody who had been following him for a couple of years, they were in one of those relationships where you kind of are waiting for the fiance announcement, so to speak. You're wondering when they're gonna get engaged. And so right before I came to work with him in Tampa a couple of months ago, he had announced his breakup. And I was like, oh my God, T, I wonder what happened. Because obviously moving in with somebody and being together for 4 years, that is, it's usually on the track to marriage, especially in the South. And it caught me off guard, and I'm sure it caught his followers off guard. And so I asked him, I was like, would you be so generous as to come on and tell your breakup story and tell us what happened? And he said, sure. So let's find out what ended this serious relationship that I think everyone thought was heading towards marriage when we break down this week's breakup.
When I was a producer on a morning show, I had this bit where I would sell things. And I would sing songs, I would make raps, and I would sell things out of my house. It was a funny bit, but it was purely so I could pay rent. Like, as much as it was entertaining, it was actually paying my bills. And one of the things that I sold was I sold this couch. And it was a whole song, I sold this couch, and I sold it to my ex. At the time, I wasn't dating them. Let's call them M. Okay. Or is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay. So M messages me, and I'm in a relationship at the time. So I'm just selling things to different listeners. M was a listener. And she's like, oh, I just moved into a house. I would love if you could sell me that couch. I was like, sure. Shows up, gets the couch, no big deal. It's like August. And I don't hear from her again. Well, in the next couple months, I go through like a breakup in my past relationship. And as I'm just, you know, popping around being single, I eventually decide, after I saw that my ex at the time moved on, I was like, you know what? I'm going to put myself out there, like, officially. So I started messaging people on the DMs. I started posting up maybe a couple extra thirst traps here and there. And then I saw I got a message from M. And she would fight me on this, I think, on who messaged who first. But she messaged me along the lines of, hey, where's a great place to see Christmas lights? It's around Christmas time. And as in this job, a lot of people ask for just recommendations. And so I'm thinking, there's no way this is flirting. This is simply just asking for a recommendation. So I start sending her all these different things. Well, eventually she's like, I want you to go with me to see the Christmas lights.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, okay. Well, that sounds super fun. We should definitely go do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, before we actually ever even go on this Christmas lights date, what ends up happening is I'm going out to drinks one night and I'm feeling it. I'm feeling some type of way. And she was out with friends at a Christmas party. I guess they were feeling some type of way. And so she's like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and ask. My nickname at the time was Scotty the Body.
Mm-hmm.
If he wants to come over and join us for this party. Her and I have never really met except for the time she brought the couch. And so she messages me. I've had just enough drinks where I'm like, you know what? I'm in the year at the time, the year of yes, I was calling it, where I just, anything you ask, I'm down. Let's do it. Let's go for the adventure of the story.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, do you want to come to this Christmas party? And I was like, absolutely. I'll Uber there. So I Uber from a bar in downtown St. Pete, and I go out, and I hit up this random house. I don't know her. I don't know any of her friends, but I'm feeling just bold and confident and drunk enough to just have the greatest night. And the greatest night was had. We played games out in the backyard. Her and I were vibing. We were up until probably 3 a.m. doing karaoke in this person's house. Like, just vibing, where we literally got kicked out. And so it was an amazing, like, first interaction that, you know what? Ended spicy. Like, it was good. It was fun. But after, as, you know, we were saying our goodbyes, I was like, are we still doing that Christmas lights date? She's like, oh, I really wasn't, I guess? That was an interesting sign. But at the time, I was like, well, yeah, I'm a good guy. Like, we're going to follow through on the date.
Yeah.
And so we did. We went out and we went down downtown Tampa, checked out all the Christmas lights, and during it, I was like, let's go grab dinner as well. And so we grabbed dinner, and we had an amazing conversation. And we started flowing. I liked what her head was at. She liked where mine was at. And so we started just occasionally seeing each other. Now, at the time, I was going through a lot of stuff. I was going through a pretty big breakup. I was just going through the passing of a couple family members. And now I'm finding someone that I could connect with. We could have deep conversations. She's also a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I will say my ex M is a ton of fun. We'd go out, we'd go to brunch, we'd go to friends' parties. We'd bop all over Tampa Bay, different events, different activities. And so for months, we would do that. I was still dating. I was still seeing other people. I'd still answer DMs. I'd still, like, because at first she was telling me, she's like, go be single.
Yeah.
Like, go do all the things. She even got me a book that was like, hey, you know, how to be single. You need this. So I took that book, but I also kept seeing her.
Uh-huh.
And I liked hanging out with her. I would see other people, but I was like, I really like this one. Like, I like seeing her.
Mm-hmm.
It's always more fun with her. And so I eventually
really
ended up.
Sweet, by the way.
It really, like, I still, to this day, and again, what's cool about this is, you know, I'm still very good friends with her.
Mm-hmm.
We still have a great connection. But that was the person I was like, you know what? I want to spend more time with her. So I kind of dropped everybody else off because they even got wind of it. They're like, you're not really texting me anymore. You're not really. I was like, yeah, I don't think we should do this anymore. So I just focused purely on M.
Uh-huh.
And eventually we started hanging out with our friend group so much that we went out to this Memorial Day event that we usually do every year with a big old group of people. We take over Disney. And while we were walking around Epcot getting just completely turnt, one of our turnt friends was like, you guys should date. And I was like, you know what? We should date.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Whoa.
And so we went over.
What got you to that point? Because you were casual, casual, casual all day long. What made you think, okay, this could be something serious?
Because I go off of feelings. As much as, you know, I've definitely said, like, you should have that experience of being single, dating, having the fun. I go off of a feeling. And the feeling at the time was, I really like her. I want to spend more time with her. What am I going to waste my time dating these other people for?
Yeah.
If all I'm going to do is on the dates. And that's what was happening. I was going on these other dates and I was like, this is not like the interaction I have with her. So why am I wasting my time when I could literally use that same time I'm dating somebody else to just go and make sure that time's spent toward her? And we used to have conversations. She used to come out to my events. I would do whether it was like a trivia night or a hosting event, and she'd come out. And so after the event, we'd talk by the car, maybe smooch a little bit. And I liked it. I was like, this is so great. I really enjoy this. And so when it finally came down to we should date, I was like, you know what? We really should. She wasn't open to it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But at that point, I think we were with each other so much. We're like, you know what? Let's just see where this goes. I'd rather take a shot and risk what happens in a relationship than to wonder what would have happened, yeah. If that makes sense. And so that started the journey. It was 2021 in May. We officially started dating.
So how long was your entire relationship and what was it like? Was it pretty smooth sailing or when did you start noticing that maybe this wasn't going to be forever?
That's a good question. I would say we dated total for 4 years.
Wow.
So
a whole presidential term.
We went through a lot of life together.
She got voted out.
We voted each other out and she would laugh about that too. But we had an amazing relationship that was centered around a lot of fun, a lot of adventure. We did a lot of travel together with friends. We probably could recognize that we saw, you know what, we're not really the same and we don't want the same things. Maybe 2 years in, mm-hmm. Probably. I think we had a massive like disconnect in 2 years where we wanted different things and we recognized that in each other. But I think we both thought we could change each other.
Mm-hmm.
So we were like, I want this and you want this. But how do we make that come together? Do we walk away? And again, my heart's like, I don't want to walk away. Like, I really like what we have. I want to see if we could see it through. So we did. We went to, like, couples therapy. We tried to have sit-down conversations and work things out. And it did work for a while. But as I've gotten older and more mature and realized, like, I was also holding on to a lot of things that I didn't share.
Like what?
I was resentful over, you know, like, how we'd spend our time, how we would spend our money. The fact that, you know, I personally want a family. And that was something I was very adamant about. I was like, I don't know when, but eventually I do. She's mm-hmm. was never really on board for the idea, but we always left the door like semi-opened, which wasn't fair for me to be like, oh, like, you know, maybe in my head, I'm like, maybe she eventually will be open to it. That's kind of unfair because she doesn't have to want a family. That doesn't need to be part of her story. But we also always left that as a maybe. And we even had friends that were like, y'all got to get that figured out because that's a big one.
Yeah.
Y'all should really get on the same page about the whole kids thing.
But I get that. If everything else is great and you enjoy spending time with this person, I mean, her opinion could change and your opinion could change at any time. And if that one thing changes, then does that mean your relationship then works out?
Yeah. And we have had those conversations of like, are we ready to like make that the final decision? Mm-hmm. I was like, no, because again, at the time I might have been like 27 and I'm like, look, maybe I could change. But as I got older, literally the thought only got stronger. I was like, yeah, like right now in my current section of life, I see it very clear. I don't want it necessarily right now, but if it happened, I'd be like, well, awesome. I would get excited for it. Whereas she got older with me, like it became, I think, the opposite where she's like, actually, I think came to a concrete decision that that's not really something I want in my future.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was kind of like one of our last conversations was like, that's a pretty big one. I think we could go our separate ways there. But we also decided we were better just friends. We had a great time together just talking or with a friend group or going on travel. It was never something that we were like, oh my God. We were never that couple that was all over each other, lovey-dovey, confessing our love for one another. It wasn't her style. And at the time, it wasn't really mine. I was like, okay, I thought... At the time, it wasn't really how I like to do things. Kind of learned, kind of is. Mm-hmm. I like confessing my love. I like being a hopeless, overly romantic dude. I do. But we were kind of disconnected in that. So those were little things I would like slowly just hold back in. I'd be like, well, that's not that big of a deal. Like, oh, okay. I guess we'll change plans or I guess I'll help with this section of house. Because we got a house together. She bought a house. I moved in. And so we did live together for 2 years. That's, I think, something a lot of relationships should do because you really get to see if I was to spend the rest of my life with this person, mm-hmm. what would it look like?
Interesting take.
I think it's such a good thing to recognize because we got to recognize their patterns in each other. That's not how we wanted to live. I'm a pain in the ass to live with. I like
you
things.
Are?
Yes.
Oh, in what way?
I like things tidy. I like things organized. I like things over, like very much like on the moment, do it now. I need it clean because my brain doesn't function.
But with another tidy person, they would feel the exact opposite. If they were with somebody even slightly messy, they would feel the same way.
I could have some flexibility, but I'm just so much of a, I guess that's how I was raised, where it's mm-hmm. like, okay, there's a clutter, take care of the clutter. If there's a chore, take care of the chore. But I wasn't doing a good job of like delegating things or asking for help. I was like, I was just slowly getting frustrated of like, all right, this isn't done. Let me do this. And I'm sure that she felt the same way. It's like, oh my God, he's on my ass again for this, or he's not taking care of this.
Yeah.
I get it. So those were little things that we continued as the relationship unfolded of like, she was holding on to things. I was holding on to things. But if I was to look at the whole relationship, I could recognize that eventually we were going to split. We had many differences for a relationship standard that we didn't want to be open about.
So how do you get to the point where you realize this is probably not working out?
I think there's just enough of a silence in the room mm-hmm. that you feel that you know something needs to be said.
And when did you feel this and what did you do about the silence?
Well, we felt it many times throughout the relationship mm-hmm. of, you know, even, you know, I think we had, like I said, a big fight like 2 years in where we literally sat there and it was like, we were one moment away from just deciding, let's just walk away. Walk away now and we'll be good. But it was just, there was too many tears. There's too much heartache. And I was like, let's sit through and see what we could do. But eventually, like, just the conversations change. You're not as sweet toward each other. You're not as caring or understanding or patient with one another. And what, for me, I recognized, I was like, I wasn't willing to like do any work for it. I was like, you know what? I don't want to put in the extra effort to try to understand or try to see if I could maybe make this a little easier, smoother for you. When you don't want to put in that work anymore, that was kind of my sign of like, that's not fair to them. Mm-hmm. And that's really what it came down to at the end. I was like, this isn't fair to you. Yeah, I mean, 4 years went by, so it's not really, like, that's a long time. But to continue to prolong it, and I think a lot of couples do that. We're like, it's just good enough. It was. It was just good enough with friends. We had just good enough of a time with each other. We had a beautiful life that was set up. We had a dog. We have a house. But I don't want her to be in a relationship with somebody that's not willing to go 100% in. Mm. And I don't think she wanted the opposite. And that's like some of the last conversations in our relationship were, do you think you could do this anymore? Are you willing? Do you want to fight for this anymore? And we both came to the table like, well, I don't think.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
So, I don't think this is what we're meant to do. And that was kind of our last conversation as a couple was, you and I are obviously really good friends. I don't think we're meant to be partners romantically. And to sit there and have the conversation together was super powerful because usually every other breakup in the past has just been extremely traumatic. And it's been, how dare you? I don't think we could do this. I'm all heartbroken. They're all heartbroken. Never talk to each other again. We sat there, we ended up laughing about how we're still going to be friends with each other's friend groups. You know, I'm going to still stay at the house for another month while I get my life together. And it was so cordial and understanding that it shows that we've actually realized this for much longer than we've even made note of.
Mm. Would you change anything about the timing of your breakup? Like, do you wish, I really just should have ended it 2 years in.
No, as much as I think somebody could hear that and I could look at it and be like, maybe we could have walked away 2 years in. I don't regret any of those moments because I think we could both look at it and say we learned a lot from each other. I learned what it was like to live with a partner. I learned what it was like to actually sit there and go through the tough work of trying to talk to each other and understand. But I also learned what it looks like for somebody else's needs to be met and what also is acceptable for what I need. I needed to see what it was like to truly feel, you know, a little bit of resentment or to truly see what it means to communicate properly. Because as much as I do self-help work and I do all these seminars, there's still so much growth that I have to do internally. And a big part of that was, Scott, you weren't communicating. You were festering all these emotions internally.
Mm-hmm.
As much as you tell people to go off and be their most brave self, you weren't being brave in your own relationship to bring up things that truly bothered you. Like, how much time would that have helped if you would have just said things as they came instead of waiting months, letting it build, and then eventually just having enough and letting it explode? And that's what was happening. It was like a repeat cycle. Something would happen, I'd bottle it up. Another thing would happen, I'd bottle it up, and eventually I'd be like, all right, now I'm not even speaking to you. Now I don't even want to like have a conversation because I've done all this resentment and I've held so many different emotions back. That's not fair to you. And that's not fair to a partner. So now as I'm like back and I'm looking for that partner, I now know what I'm looking for and I know how I want to step up to the table.
Because
I could recognize like there's two to tango. We both had our wrongs, but I did so much reflecting after the relationship was over to say, man, as much as you were trying to blame, brother, it was on you. You did a lot of it too. Like you did a lot of that work that actually ended the relationship. And I say, okay, now it's on me to fix that. So when the person that does come along that I do want to make my life partner, I have this stuff really worked on and seen. I didn't see that in previous relationships. I never got to this point in other relationships. This was the farthest and the deepest and the most connected I've ever been in a relationship. So I needed to have that growth, but it also taught me of, okay, what do I want? What do I not want? So, what am I willing to put up with?
So what do you want and what are you willing to put up with?
You know, I'm glad you asked because I have a nice little note on my phone of what I want in a partner.
Bring it up, Scotty.
I had this whole thing where I said, you know, I want my partner to be my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
My best friend that I could talk to about anything.
Did you feel that way about M?
I felt that we were great friends, but I don't think we were on the level of best friends. And I think she would recognize that too, because she has best friends.
Yeah.
She has people that she would go to that we could confide in each other, but at the same time, you have other people that, you know, you want to make sure you continue to talk with. And I get that. But I want my partner to be that person that's like fully trusting, understanding, and we have a very similar view on where we want to take this life.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're building it together. And I think with M, and I think we had different ways we wanted to go about life. Different things we wanted to build or create or how I go about it. Again, I'm crazy when it comes to dreams and ideas.
Mm-hmm.
I have a big old list of things that I want to do. And there's some people that just want to, you know, sit back and take it day by day. That's more M style. And I respect that. I love that because that works for her.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I'm like, yo, we need to set it up now. So when we're 40, we're living that dream.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's my belief. So I want my partner to be my best friend, the person that I could do any adventure with and it's fun. And I will say, I'll give that a lot of credit to her. She taught me what it was like to go and have the most amazing time. It could be the most mundane thing and we had a great time doing it. Forever grateful for that. That was a quality I took and I was like, I want that in my next relationship. But I also want somebody that's able to tell me what's on their mind
mm-hmm.
and I'm able to tell them what's on my mind. And not in a way that's going to turn into this big blow up or big argument, but a way that we could come to it as a partnership of like, all right, sweet. Like now let's really make sure that we could fix this and work on it. How are we going to, it's wild because now that we're at the age, how are we going to go about our finances?
Mm-hmm.
What is that going to look like? What do we want our family to look like? Like these are things I now think about. I'm like, how are we going to raise our kids? Do we want them to be in this kind of school? Do we want them to be with this kind of friend group, this kind of group, organization? All these different thoughts. I want my partner and I to be same team with each other, but also very affectionate.
Yeah.
I like that side. And I've recognized that there's things about me that I want. I want the words of affirmation. I want the physical touch. I want to feel like the actual, like the full man being that I am and having it cherished and loved.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be able to do that for my partner as well and supporting each other in our adventures. And I will say like another quality that I really appreciated about M is that in previous relationships, what I do as a career was not always supported.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't always seen as, oh my gosh, that's awesome. You're going after your dreams. You're chasing that thing.
Yeah.
She did that. And that was the first time I actually felt like a partner cared about what I did, supported what I did, never tried to stop what I did. Like even as I was talking to her about doing this podcast, I was like, hey, is it cool if I get on and talk about some of our stuff? She's like, look, absolutely. Like, I think we're on the same page and I get it's part of your job. I was like,
shout out L.
For real, like a very sweet human. And again, that's why I love this person.
Yeah.
Because they are truly just all heart. And if you're with them and if you're a friend of them, you know that they will literally do anything for you. an attribute that I truly love. But we recognize it now. And we said it the other day when I was over at the house, I was taking care of the dog. She's like, we were never supposed to date. We were always supposed to just be friends.
Yeah.
And we laugh about it. And it's like, well, that's a long, 4 years to recognize that. That's a crazy amount of time to let go by. But it is nice to say that, okay, well, we learned a lot. And we had a lot of great times, a lot of great memories. And we have a lot of great friends because of it, that I don't regret any of it. And there's still so much life to live where now we can take these experiences and find that partner that you're truly meant to have.
So what do you think ultimately you walked away with this relationship with?
I walked away seeing a lot of my blind spots. I see a lot of the areas that I needed to fix for my forever partner. The area that it's like, okay, you think you're all this and that? You think you got all your ducks in a row? You think it's the other person's fault? No. It's you. You got to work on your patience. You got to work on talking to somebody openly. You got to work on doing the dirty work of, like, even when it's uncomfortable, diving into the conversation. I recognize that now of, okay, it's not always comfortable, but it's necessary. I recognize that even the uncomfortable conversations about what we want now or the future, even it might be a little weird in the beginning, it needs to happen. But also recognizing quicker. I let a lot of things sit for so long, like years, where I'm like, I could... And I think a lot of couples have done this where it's you try to say to yourself, well, maybe I could be okay with this. Maybe I could look past this. And I'm sure she did that with me too. Like, maybe this crazy radio man, I could look past these ideas. And I think you get to a point where you're like, wait a second. If it's your life partner, the person that you want to put a ring on it, how many things do you want to look past? Because that's the person, you're marrying the person as they are now, not who you're trying to turn them into. That was a wild realization. The person, the friend that I have in M, I want that person as a friend. She wants me as a friend. We don't want each other as partners because, like, we're not the same person when it comes to the romantic side of things. And I think in the beginning, I had all these thoughts of, ooh, well, maybe if I talk like this or if I do this, maybe I could, you know, guide her to where I want her to be. That's not fair.
No.
That's so unfair. And I recognize that now. It's horrible to try to take someone and say, somebody's not your project. They're your partner. Two very different things.
Yeah. So what would you tell Scott a year ago? I'm sure you were contemplating a breakup. Maybe you weren't quite there yet. What would you tell him in this moment?
I'd say have the open, honest conversation now. It's uncomfortable. It's very uncomfortable. I was so scared when I brought it up on our final night where I was shaking, I was overthinking, I was working with people, I was like trying to find the best way to do it. Because for me, it's like, I just don't want to hurt somebody. That was the thing that crushed me. It's like, I don't want to hurt them. I don't want to break this life that we've built. We've put up so much time and energy and there's still so much love there, but I know we can't be romantic partners. But if I could go back a year, I'd say, Scott, look, it's going to be uncomfortable, but you're going to save the other person a lot of time. They deserve to have honesty from you. Don't just be a face of positivity and joy. Be someone that lives through the words that he's actually saying. Somebody that follows through and don't just let things sit. That's what I was doing a lot of. Tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. The quicker you do it, the faster you will be able to work through it for the other person's sake. I had to take myself out of the equation for this one. I was like, yeah, I'm happy enough. But what about them? Do they want to be with a partner that's just semi-happy some of the time? That's not 100% in? And I remember I had a coach that told me that. I was like, do you think they deserve to have someone that's not 100% in? I was like, damn, no. It's like, well, you truly care about them, then let them decide what they want to do next. I was like, very valid. So a year ago, I would have told myself to set it up now. Make the moves and at least be honest with where you're at. Because I wasn't for a long time.
There's been a lot about domestic violence in the media recently with the Bachelorette season coming to an end due to the allegations against Taylor Frankie Paul. So on Thursday, I thought it'd be kind of appropriate to have a conversation about how domestic violence shows up differently when women are the perpetrators. I'll see you whenever you decide to tune in next.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.